Good morning, church. I was sitting here thinking about David's words in Psalm 122 this morning. He said, I was glad when they said unto me. What was the rest of it? Let us go into the house of the Lord. I was also talking to my neighbor this morning. He goes to a Russian-Ukrainian church. Now, our language barrier is pretty great. But I said, I'll see you up at the throne room this morning. Doesn't matter where we are, what church we're in, we'll meet up in a common place this morning. So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you for today that we can get together here. We have songs to sing. And now, Father God, as we come to you in spirit and in truth, we thank you once again for your Holy Spirit just being powerful and present here and meeting us. And that it will be a great time of ministry this morning, that you will minister to us, but we will also be able to give you praise and worship also. And we thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
That is what we're doing here this morning.
We are going directly to the throne room of God. We don't have to warm ourselves up or, you know, sit there and talk sweet to God and say, okay, God, here we're coming, we're coming. Are you ready for us? He just says immediately, I am ready to receive you. We are indeed standing on holy ground.
Oh,
was your week this last week? Was it an awesome week, or was it one of those where you just dragged yourself in here?
No.
We have weeks like that, right? Nevertheless, though, precious Lord, take my hand. Got joy this morning?
Yes.
Go and share it with each other this morning.
have the clouds round together in the midst of a storm. Is your ship tossed and battered? Are you weary and worn? Don't lose hope, someone's praying for you this very day. And peace be still.
For those of you who are newly arrived, good morning. You'll notice that Javier has changed his look this morning. He looks a little bit different. This is actually Ramiro. This is Javier's friend. And evidently they're buddies for going back 10 years. And he also plays the drums. And so we're enjoying that this morning because Javier was not able to make it to practice last week. He was in Los Angeles working. Slacking off and working. And so we are blessed to have him, but we're also blessed to have Ramiro helping us on the drums here this morning.
I am, I'll praise Him wherever I am.
4 says, but we never can prove the delights of his love unto all on the altar we lay. You know, Abraham proclaimed his love and belief in God, but God put him to the ultimate test when he asked him to sacrifice the promise that had been given to him in the form of Isaac. And you know, God took him all the way up, almost to the point where that knife dropped down. But he stopped him once God saw that that knife went up, and he basically said, stop, Abraham, stop. Now I know. And then, verse 5 takes place. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet. We'll walk by his side in the way. And what he says, we will do. Because we don't have anything that's so important that we're not willing to give it up. Where he sends, we will go. Never fear. Only trust and obey. As long as we have something that we're holding on to, God's going to test us. Amen. Right? Trust and obey.
Everlasting joy shall be ours. high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands. We will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword.
Okay, we have like three people that are armed on this side. One person that's armed back here. Four. If you got a sword, hold it up. With the high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands. You find that in Hebrews. It says that the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Pierces us. Let's sing this song. They got intimidated? Well, let's get rid of the intimidation then.
With the high praises of God in our mouths and the two-edged sword in our hands.
Hallelujah.
You're getting alive.
I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven. Who died on Christ. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord your healer. You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord my healer. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord your healer. You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord my healer. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord your healer. You are the God.
Jesus.
Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. He sets me free. Jesus broke all my fetters. Jesus broke all my fetters. Jesus broke all.
Lord, amen.
It's wonderful to come into your presence with singing and to enter your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. Hallelujah. It's exciting, O Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth, to lift up holy hands, to shout hallelujah. For you are alone are worthy of all praise. You alone are worthy. Hallelujah. And let always the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Oh, let us bless the Lord at all times and his praise be continually in our mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we have a good reason to be excited. We have a good reason to shout hallelujah. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. Oh, he is the healer of our bodies. He is the savior of our souls. Oh, he is the Holy Ghost baptizer. Everybody ought to know. Oh, he is our Redeemer. Hallelujah. We are the redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, and we can shout hallelujah. Praise, praise his holy name. He is the one that broke all the fetters. Oh, he broke all the fetters. And he's still breaking them. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for putting excitement in this body of believers. And let us realize what we have in Christ Jesus, who we are more than conquerors. We are victorious, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that he is within us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. And we not looking and we not seeing at the things which are temporal, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And we want to thank you and praise you today for victory in this body of believers. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you're going to do in each and every heart today. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that we're not going to leave the same as we came. Oh, praise your holy name. Oh, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you and we thank you. And we are excited and we came with expectancy that you are going to move in the midst of us in such a mighty way. And you are also going to do great and mighty things that we knew not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, O he that believes on me, the things that I do he will do also, and greater things than this will he do, because I'm going unto my Father. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And let us do what Jesus said. Let us go out and do those great things. Hallelujah. For we have the power. Jesus says, lo, I'll be with you, even unto the end of the world. We're not going to be alone. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus is with us. He will be with us, even unto the end of the world. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let all defeat go. Let all intimidation go. We pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise his holy name. He says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise your holy name. For it is God that girdeth us with strength and makes our way perfect. He makes our feet like hinds' feet. He sitteth us upon high places. Praise his holy name. We want to thank you today, O Lord, for victory. We thank you for the Holy Spirit having his way from the beginning to the end. Oh, praise your holy name. Thank you for anointing the pastor mightily today as he will bring the message to us. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for, O Lord, for joy unspeakable and full of glory. Thank you for strengthening with all might according to your glorious power. And we bless you, we thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that the word will come with power. Thank you for freedom to preach today, O Lord. And thank you for anointing every ear that will hear the word today. And we bless you and thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you for anointing everyone that gives a testimony today. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. And let your name be glorified with the message. Your name be glorified with the testimonies, with the music. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, for, oh Lord, your name be lifted up higher and higher, we pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, thank you that you are the provider of each and every person in this body. You are the God that shall supply all our needs. And thank you for blessing us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And Lord, today out of what you have given us, we want to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things. It may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you that you mean what you say in your word, that you are going to supply all our needs. And we thank you and praise you today. Hallelujah. That your name be glorified with our giving as well, we pray in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen. Amen.
Good morning. I'm going to take a few testimonies this morning. Okay, lots of testimonies this morning. Okay, first I'm going to start with Javier.
Good morning, everybody. I enjoy the music this morning. I enjoy a lot. So nice musician right here. That's a different when you play and when you listen. I enjoy more there, definitely. He's my friend Ramiro. We are friends for maybe 17 years. Really, really, we was younger. Long time ago in the Mexico City. Well, this is a nice testimony because him and me, we start in the music business like 14 years ago, something like that, 14 years ago. And, we working together, playing music in Mexico. But one day, I hear my Lord say, you need to go to America, to California. And one day in Mexico, when we are in Mexico, I tell him, if we go to USA, to America, to California, well, we are so really, really younger. That'd be nice, he say. Why not? Let's do it. Well, I'm coming first, and he waiting for me. After 8 months and I be here, I help him to come in California with me. Well, we start working here together, but later, like 2 years later, he married, and we take ways, different ways. And one day I look in him when I try to start to play drummer, I thinking only one guy he can help me, he's Ramiro. I try to looking for him, and I go to his house and he all the time busy. I say, well, I think I can try by myself, and I start. But 2 weeks ago, I taken my family to a Chinese food restaurant to eat. And I meet his brother there in the restaurant. And I ask him for him. Oh, he's okay. Give me your phone number, his brother say. Well, next day, Monday, he called me. And he told me, hey, what's going on? You know, we're not talking a long time, so what's going on with you? So I'm still working. God bless me. Because I work in a good company. My boss is a nice boss. God bless us because in this bad economy, we get jobs, and jobs. So I feel good. And I tell him, what about you? It's nothing. I no work. Well, it's really, really, I feel bad. And so what you do now? Well, Sundays, I go to church. He surprised me when he said that. What kind of cruise you going? He said, Christian. Oh, good. And I let him talking. And so we play music there, but all the musicians that be complete. I don't think has room for me, and I want to play music for my Lord. Wow. Okay. That's good. Yeah, so I don't want to play more music from another place. It's just for my Lord. Well, so let me tell you something. I play music too. He's surprised. Oh, really? Yeah, in the church, Christian church. Are you kidding? No, that's true. Oh, and I wanna play music, he say. Okay, so maybe you can play music with us because we need good musicians like you. So maybe you can and show me more things about the drums. Okay, I can do that, he say. And 3 weeks ago, when Tom and me, we drive to L.A., the first trip we do to L.A., we talking in the road. We talking a lot. And I remember him and me, we talking. It was nice if we get a congas to play here. And he says, well, I remember the congas we sit there in a guitar center. I want to buy, but who's play the congas? Well, now we got a conga, because he played congas, drums, and a bongos. And I tell him, he last week when we call, I tell him, so you can come to practice with this guy because I live to LA, I think for 2 weeks. You can come and play music. He said, okay, okay. And I tell him, you know something, Ramiro? God is working in you and us. Because we start playing music when we was younger a long time ago. We play and we come to America together. So now we take away different ways, and now we get together again. Amen. But this time, because God wanna see you us in His house. Amen. To play music for Him.
Amen.
That's what I tell him. God is working. The Holy God is working in us. In us. That's he said. Well, that's good. I tell him when you thinking you and me play together music for God? Never before. But now God is working. God is working. I tell him my wife, and she says, so really, really, God is working with you guys. Because, so guys, you are friends for years. We was really, really younger. We are like brothers when we live in Mexico. We go to school together. We working together. We do a lot of things together. And she say, my wife, definitely God is working with you guys. And I say, so you know, I find the right way. You can come to find with us too. And I wanna you play music with us. And he say, let's do it. That's a good testimony because God is working with us. God. And I had another good testimony. This week, when I working in LA, I feel like I working with small demons. A lot of demons beside me, my friends. Because the first week when we working in LA, Tom was with us. Well, they working. They are so good workers, definitely. But my problem with that guys, I hear garbage all day. Garbage a lot all day about everything. Juan Alfredo. Alfredo is not here today, but he cried for everything in the job. If the rain, if the scaffold is not good, the scaffold, if he is not ready the job, but he crying. He's not crying. Well, you can say, it's not good working like that. That's it. But he used a lot of bad words. A lot of bad words. Him and his brother and a couple guys too. Especially when they are together. I hear. Wednesday in the morning, I hear a lot of claps. And I'm talking with myself and my God. I say, so, I don't know I can work in with these guys like that. I don't know how I can work, and I hear a lot of claps about everything. And they laughing Tuesday. When I pray, when we cook our dinner, when I pray, they laugh just a little bit. But I said, I don't care. So God bless my food. That's it. I don't care what they're thinking, what they're thinking about me. I don't care. And, Wednesday. I hear Gabriel. He say, hey, Javier, come. You need to hear this. What do you need? Oh, come to talk with the roofer guy. They working on the roof. The Mexican guys too. And he say, oh, he's going to the church too. Oh, and his name was Pedro, I think Pedro. He say, I go to a Catholic church and he's going to the Christian church. What is the difference? Well, the big difference between in the Catholic and the Christian, especially born again. That's the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, they are so big liars. And this is the truth. And he laughed. I don't believe you. Well, you ask me, what is the difference? That's the difference. So if you don't believe me, what you ask? Okay, forget it. We keep working. And when I was there in my lunch, the other guy go to the Catholic Church, she bring his Bible. And he told me, you know something? This guy is laughing a lot at me because I'm going every week and I'm singing for my Lord. And I can read the Bible with them. You can read with me? So right in my lunch, we can, I got a time. Let's do it. I had the same problem with these guys. Let's do it. We can read the Bible. And I think something. When I feel bad, only God knows how I feel. I'm not sure if really I want to back to LA to working with these guys. I'm not sure because I don't feel good. Only God knows how I feel when I hear a lot of crap. And when I feel really, really bad, I think God sent it another guy to read the Bible with me. That moment, we read the Bible for maybe 20 minutes, something like that. But that's the best 20 minutes I passed there in LA. The best 20 minutes. And I'm talking with myself. So today, special today, I want to pray for my company to God bless us with more jobs. To Ramiro can start with working with us. Because I think that's been nice if I have something, somebody else. We can talking pretty good about to God. That's what I want to do today. Okay, that's my testimony.
Okay, so thank you. Guess things weren't too smooth in L.A. this week. They were a lot smoother when I was there, I can tell you that. So, God can change people. That's the bottom line. And I believe he's gonna do, I believe we're gonna see some of those men that are giving you a hard time, that God is gonna change them. Yeah. Okay, Natalia?
I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blue. I do Lord or do Lord or do remember me. Do Lord or do Lord or do remember me. Do Lord or do Lord or do remember me. Way beyond the blue. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. Way beyond the blue.
Do Lord
or do Lord or do remember me. Do Lord or do Lord or do remember me. Do Lord or do Lord or do remember me. Way beyond the blue.
Amen.
I sure like the young musicians, and you know, I was kind of amazed the other day because I didn't know anything about it, but I heard old Andrew playing the piano. Yeah, so that was beautiful. Okay, Bob.
Hi, everyone. It seems like every time I come to church, there's always something I piggyback on and do a testimony. I actually had another testimony, but when we sang this song about the two-edged sword, I didn't have this Bible on the chair. I had to open the bag and unzip it and get the Bible out. Meanwhile, Pastor John had his in the air. I wanted to be up there at the same time as him, maybe a little bit ahead. But I had to take a little time to get it out of, and it occurred to me that that's the way it is with when you're out in the public and talking to people. You need to have this word out so that you could open your mouth like that. You don't have to spend a lot of time hemming and hawing around. For instance, if you were to poke Soteris anywhere in his body, out will pop a verse just like that. And so, but I want to address that issue, the two-edged sword. You're welcome to try it after church. Anyway, two-edged sword. A long time ago, when I was in Bible training in the 60s with a guy who was a military man, not a chaplain, he was a line infantry officer, and he had a Mensa IQ, and he had, it was similar to General Patton. He'd been in the Middle East, and he'd been on the battlefields, and a number of things like that. So a lot of us were ex-military, ex-combat veterans and everything. We really took to his teaching very well. He was tough. Women either hated him or loved him because he didn't put up with any nonsense. But also, whenever he'd start a lesson, sometimes we'd only get six words, and an hour later we never got any farther. So he'd say, turn to the book of First Kings, chapter whatever. But he got that part about the two-edged sword. And what he would do is he'd stop and detail out something that was fascinating history. And the reason that with this is a two-edged sword, and the reason that Paul used that as an illustration, is the two-edged sword was the atom bomb of its day. The two-edged sword made the Roman army invincible. That and garlic, raw garlic. Maybe that's why they won. Anyway, but when you think about it, the two-edged sword of the Roman army was very, very short and a big wide blade, but yay. Most sharpened on both edges. You think, well, how simple can it be? But for a long time before that, swords were only sharpened on one edge. So it made the Roman army pretty invincible, because if somebody come back like this with a broadsword, they were already in there, and lots of luck. And that's the reason Paul used that illustration. The word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, right? Dividing asunder into the joints and the marrow and so forth. So it poked me and out came a verse. Look at that. But that's the reason it was used, and so it was fascinating teaching to learn under Bob Thiem for quite a while, because he'd actually been on the battlefields, and sometimes he would say, oh, by the way, okay, yeah, I was there. On this hill, there was Philistines and over here, and it was fascinating history. So that's part of it. The two-edged swords were supposed to always have this two-edged sword in their hand. Remember when they rebuilt the wall? They built it with Thomas Burns' crew with one hand and a sword in the other. The other thing that I wanted to mention real briefly, I need a guitar for this. But anyway, I don't have one. Got a pick, though. Anyway, the other day I was thinking about the rain. It's been about a week ago now, and we needed rain. We got it, too, right? Maybe you'd like to know why we got it. But I wanted to make sure it didn't rain in Los Angeles so that it wouldn't mess up Thomas Burns and the crew, see? So I was playing around with my hillbilly chords, my guitar, walking around, boom, 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 you know. And out came a song, which happens quite often. I wish I could do it. I said, no, I'll get this all ready, then I'll haul up Jason and Tyler, and we'll really wail it out with, like, camp meeting style, you know. But I didn't get a chance because the rain came. So I was thinking, hey, maybe the angel of Citrus Heights was floating by and said, look at this weird guy down there. And he kind of put me in touch or went in touch with God Almighty, and said, I know we got some weird people as Christians, but you ought to see this dude down here. He's wailing out in E chord, hillbilly chords, and he's writing a song with verse after verse about rain. Maybe we ought to do something about that. And so, but I made sure. Here's one of the verses. What's he going to do? Okay, here we go. Okay. Let the raindrops fall on the earth below, from red hot Redding to old Fresno. Yeah, see that? You know that L.A. thing? Oh, let the raindrop fall on the earth below. Jason, you ready to wail? Tyler? Anyway, we won't get a chance to do that now because the rain came anyway. All because of some weird Irishman playing hillbilly chords. God bless y'all.
We did get some good rain. Okay, Pamela.
Good morning, everyone. Well, I'm really happy. My mom is in heaven. a long struggle she had. The Lord was with her. And he gave me the opportunity to go down to my family home in Palo Alto for, actually it was off and on for about, it's been a while, you know, I've been going back and forth. But this last time the Lord said, just go down and stay, like you did with your dad. And so I did. I went down on Wednesday. I had some work. You know, the money's pretty tight. But I said, Lord, this is more important. I'm going. And on the way down, it was near Oakland, and I was just trying to, you know, get there. All of a sudden, out of the blue, I don't know where the car came from, but all of a sudden he was like distant next to me. And I went, you know, I just moved over a little. But I felt that was like, could have been a hindrance, but the Lord kept my hands on the steering wheel. He didn't let me go to the right or the left. I just kept going down the freeway. And I got there, you know, so I just want to make this short. But I just praise Father. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you that the Holy Spirit was with me in a mighty way. He gave me the words to for my mother that she needed to hear. She was pretty much sleeping the whole time, but I felt the Lord said, no, she hears you. She know, and she, I'd go into the room and I'd say, hello, Mom, it's Pam, and she'd wake up. And the nurse went, she wasn't supposed to wake up, but she did. So for 3 days, it was just wonderful. It was, the Lord gave me verses, songs, and I was shouting and clapping, and it's like, it was a really a miracle. And I read verses to my mom, and she picked them up. She knew what I was doing, and I was trying to help her, you know, have victory over some of the things that she, and Jesus was the victor. I mean, he was giving me what to say. So towards the end, the last day, that was yesterday, I called Joanne Sotiris for prayer because I felt that my sister needed to be there to say goodbye to my mom, that she wanted that. She couldn't speak it out, but I felt in my spirit that that's what my mom wanted. So I, sure enough, my sister agreed to come, and she showed up. Actually, I was still talking to Sotiris, and she drove up and walked in. It was 4 o'clock. So we were all, the caretaker, myself, and my sister were in the room with my mother. And she was breathing kind of heavily, and she stopped breathing for maybe a minute and a half. And we thought, oh, this is it. Then she started again. She's real strong. And then I was praying along, and at 4:30 she died. But I felt, I didn't feel bad. I didn't feel, maybe I'll feel the tears later. I think I grieved before. All the time, all this time, that 2 years I've been grieving. And I've been knowing that the time would come. But the neat thing and the great thing about God is he's so faithful and he's so true to his word, because he this is what happened at 4:30, exactly at 4:30, my nephew and his friend and daughter were out walking. And at 4:30, she said, look, there was cloud formations, and the rays were coming down, and she said, the gates of heaven are opening. And she told that to me, and I went, oh, my mom is in heaven. That was the Lord's confirmation for me, to let me know that she is with Jesus. So I thought, yeah, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Ina?
Praise God. He's wonderful, isn't he? And it's wonderful testimonies here this morning. And I just want to share this. This is maybe kind of a little bit unique to some of you. I received a beautiful painting from my sister in the Lord. She painted it with oil. Looks beautiful, perfect. But then we talked about a frame, and so she had recommended to me certain places to go, to, because they're very, very expensive. And so I prayed about it. I went into some of those stores, but there were nothing there. And so I was praying, and God led me to a store that I had been some years back. And I had not known what to, but I was there and looked for things, but I had not measured the things so that would fit perfect with the frame. But a little bit later, I did, and I went back. And I thought about, you know, they might be very expensive, because I was thinking of a frame who was like this thick, you know, or wide, I should say. And I thought, well, God can do it. And what came to me is this Bible verse here that I want you to hear. But my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory for Christ Jesus. So whatever need we have need of, God will supply it. And I trusted God to do this thing for me. I kind of felt unworthy, but on the other hand, I know God wants to bless us because he's a God of love. And so I prayed, and something very wonderful happened. There was a lady in front of me, and they also had coupons, and I didn't have any. But this lady had, and she was in front of me, and I got in a conversation with her about her painting and everything. And then, lo and behold, she left the coupons there on the table. And I thought it was kind of very unusual. But anyhow, I cannot go into all the details, but God worked in such a mighty way. I got a frame, a beautiful golden frame for this beautiful painting, absolutely marvelous, fit perfect and everything. And then I expected to see what the guy that was selling it to me was going to say. And the money for this painting had gone down a little bit because of the finances going on all over the world, but still it was expensive. And lo and behold, he used those coupons that the lady had into my situation, and then he lowered the price. I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. It was just like a beautiful gift from God, and I thank him for it.
It was great to hear the testimony of Javier, and apparently he left, but good to see you, Ramirez, here. And may God bless you. And we're very happy for that. Now, you got a guest here today, Michael. You want to come introduce your guest? Take a guest with you. This is the church. We are not intimidated, right?
This is a good friend of mine that's from Marysville. His name is David Sheldon, and we've been praying for him for about a month now to get better. He had pneumonia, and he was on oxygen, and he was really sick. But God is working in his life, and he's healing him, and I'm just praising God for him to be here today. David Sheldon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Glad to have you.
God bless you.
Go ahead. Well, let me share some good things with you here. I told you probably Thursday night, I told you about a call I got from New York about a week ago now. Well, maybe 5 or 6 days ago. And this is from Patty. And Patty, at that time, she had had at night, she was attacked, and she got, the heart was beating, and she felt bad, and she got into a panic attack. And the reason for that is that she has carried a lot of burden over her son. And she's been trying to homeschool. The son did not cooperate with her. And she was just getting to the place where she just couldn't handle it. So she called, and I said, well, let me call you back in a few minutes. I'd like to check out and see what God wants to say. So it came to me that Patty had never made her husband the leader of the family. So what she had done was that she was married, but she kept the reins, and a woman is not made to take the blunt, the pressure of finances and homeschooling and all kind of things. The husband is made to be the one that makes the decision and takes the blunt of it. So I simply said that it was a snowstorm at that time in New York. I believe it was Wednesday or Thursday. And I said, where's your husband? She said, well, he happens to be home today. And the son at that time, they put him in a school. So I said, well, bring your husband in. And right then I said, now here's what I want you to do. I said, I want you to take your husband's hand and stand, face him, and we're going to finish what was not done at the wedding. Hello? So there, she prayed, asked God for forgiveness, and she surrendered to her husband and simply accepted he's the head of the household. And I led him in a prayer, as Christ loved the church, that he would take care of his wife. And she slept very well the next night. And we got this email here, it came in 2 days ago. I thought this was worth forwarding. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me the other morning and for leading Eric and I in prayer. I am feeling better, although I still have pains in my abdomen. I think it's a result of the anxiety. However, I'm praising God for what he has done for me and his healing power in me. I'm looking forward to brighter days and serving Christ together with Eric. Thank you again. And then please tell Ina we said hello. Sometimes we need to do some very special prayer. And this is one of the times that we did that. And God really blessed. We need to continue to pray for Shireen Streisner. She's better, but not out of the woods yet. Her lungs are hurting, and the medication given to her is making her depressed. And then we have a special request here from Sweden. Pray for the son of Torbjorn and Grace. He has told them that if they do not line up according to what he wants, he's going to turn them into the government and charge that they are cruel to him. Pray that the parents are going to be strong and not cave into this blackmail. And if the son insists to talk to the social services, they will release him and find out that life is not sweet on the other side of the fence. Torben and Grace are heartbroken. The son is 15. Here's what I told her. This couple, I said, if your son insists on blackmailing you, simply tell him this. Pack your bags. We're going to take you right now to social services and tell them what you want them to do, and you go and find some place to live. Because the mother was trying to hang on to him. I said, you try to hang on, you lose him. But this is the rebellion that we have in children today. And when a child simply says, you know, well, Dad, I don't like the way you discipline me, so I'm going to turn you in. Well, that's for time for Dad to simply say, go ahead, son, we're going to go right now and get this taken care of. So let's pray for them, and let's pray that this boy will surrender and understand his mom and dad loves him and wants his best. Let us greatly praise God for the rain he has given us. Let's keep praising him for more to come so that this year will be the best we ever had in California as far as water is concerned. Oil ended up $79.66 per barrel after bouncing around this week. Investors are trying to make easy money, and we are going to praise God he will make them lose big and learn not to gamble commodities that the people need for a living. Let's continue to pray for the Stanley family so they will be moving it, they will be moving it to home this week. Pray that there will be no problems with enrolling in school. And then I received these prayer requests here, and which is from Kenya. Pray for Pastor Stanley Mukwana. He has emailed us often requesting prayer and telling us that he prays for our ministry. So I don't know anything about this pastor in Kenya. And this is coming in from Pakistan. This is from the Punjab district, which is a very volatile district right now. And these are Catholics that are reading our stuff, being our website. And here's what they say. Pray for the Christian community at Punjab in Batala and the adjoining area of the district, Gurdaspur. Hindu extremists initially vandalizing two churches and the destruction of the homes of two priests who worked at the two churches. The trouble was initiated by a highly objectionable portrait of Christ that was displayed. Protests led to arson, use of weapons, looting, and violence. The vandalizers and looters were ignored by police while several Christians were put in jail. And they simply are saying this. If these devices were not brought to lined up immediately, then the entire fabric of the entire state of Punjab will be destroyed. We urgently request you to intervene and take the necessary steps. So we want to pray for that. And I really praise God in one way. If we have Catholics reading and watching our website, praise the Lord. And if they are asking for prayer, sure we'll pray for their safety. I want to share this with you before we pray. And this is from David Wilkerson's latest newsletter, Hold On To Your Confidence. And this is what he wrote the portion here. All these terrible hardships fell on those Christians immediately after they were illuminated. Excuse me, I'm ready for the Bible here. All these terrible hardships fell on those Christians immediately after you were illuminated. It was then you endured a great fight of affliction. Hebrews 10:32. Think about this sentence. It flies in the face of every modern doctrine of prosperity and a painless walk with Christ. You might ask, why do some Christians seem to breeze through life? I know people who apparently never seem to suffer. They only prosper. They always look happy, as if they have no problems at all. Indeed, as you look at such Christians, you may wonder, what's wrong with me? Why have I to endure one difficulty after another since I gave my all to Jesus? When I was cold and lukewarm in faith, everything was okay. I didn't know such hardship existed until I got serious with God. Your answer is contained in this verse. After you were illuminated, meaning after you saw the light, it was after you opened your life to Jesus and were flooded with his light that your great fight of afflictions began. You see, Satan attacks us according to the measure of light we receive and walk in. Those who walk in little ray of light are no threat to the devil's kingdom. He aims his great fight of afflictions at those who love the light, who embrace all that Christ has for them. Such saints have no part in darkness. They lay hold of a faith that has made them endurers. They have become soldiers who walk in a full assurance of faith. Yet because of their faith, they have become targets of a vicious attack from hell. And this is true. And this is something we need to understand and recognize. This week, the ministry was very successful, and God used us. Actually, I was not part of it, but the ministry was. And there's a bunch of demons that are burning in prison right now, today. They were sent there Thursday, and we are simply rejoicing. The more they scream, the more we are rejoicing. And we are going to send some more demons to prison. And they are right now rattling, shaking things, and saying, no, we're not going to go here. Because they do not want to go and burn. They know that one day they will. But you and I can send them early. I like that. I like to send them early. We got a demon in this ministry that is called, that I have named, the Destroyer. And this Destroyer is very vicious, and he works, he increases work, then he goes back and hides again. And we need to come against this particular demonic force because he will destroy much in his ministry. I cannot give you any details who is afflicted, but it's very serious, and we need to really stay on top on this. We also got to pray for Thomas Burns Plastering, that he will get enough jobs that we can have Ramirez hired. So those of you who like to pray, come on up as you have a prayer time.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and for a wonderful day, Lord, a beautiful weather out there, and a good time with our brothers and sisters where we're able to praise your name, and we feel the freedom, Lord, that is in Christ. And we thank you, Father God, for our website that is going out around the world, and people are tuning in. And it is a viable ministry, Lord. And we want to lift up these people in Pakistan and the conflict that's going on there, where they are being oppressed because of the name of Jesus. And I'm reminded of the scripture that says, whether in pretense or truth, Christ is preached. Herein we will rejoice and do rejoice. And Father God, we're not against Catholics. We're just against the teaching of the Roman Catholic Church. So we embrace these Catholics, Lord, that they need divine guidance, and they need help as they are being persecuted by the Pakistani Hindus, Lord. And we pray for these Hindus also, Lord, that they will be able to see the light and receive Jesus as their Savior, Lord. And we thank you for that. We thank you for your light to shine in these nations where Jesus can be a redeemer to these people. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come to you right now asking you, God, to please press down the oil prices in this country and throughout the world, Lord God. I pray that you will just move on the people that are speculators that are trying to raise these prices up, God, that actually you will bind them up, cast their demons to the ground, and make them deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray
that the prices will drop and drop and drop, Lord God, to where we're able to function in America and throughout the world. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
My Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for all the rain, even though partially I'm against rain because I'm an outdoor worker, always looking for sunshine. But since Resurrection Church is so strong on praying for more rain, I'm willing to side with them, and I also the rest of the people in this world, farmers especially, for more rain. So we greatly want to praise you and worship you. Please give us more rain. In Jesus' name, amen.
I come before you now, my Heavenly Father, and I pray for the Stanley's family, God. You are able to do more than we can even ask and dream about. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father. It's so wonderful to come to you because of your tremendous love through Jesus Christ. And you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never change. People might change, but you never do it. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you will make this move for them be a very quick, supernaturally fast, and sufficient for your glory, God. I thank you for that, God. And I thank you that many doors will be opened to them. And the ones that they shouldn't walk into, that you will close those doors. And I thank you that they will be able to get the perfect schools that they have need of, or whatever they have need of. Because like a quote today, my God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. And I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I just want to thank you so much for this testimony regarding Eric and Patty Sims, for the revelation that their household has been in an ungodly order. And I thank you for setting them free. And I thank you that that you're going to reveal to them any other areas of their life that might be affected by this order that was not placed in the proper perspective. And Father, I ask that you would reveal to them any other principalities that may be in operation that's causing the health issues with the abdominal pain, and that you would just give them that revelation knowledge and heal them, because number one, you already said in your word that by your stripes, by Jesus' stripes, we are healed, and that's in the past tense. So we're going to claim that right now in the lives of Patty and Eric. And I just give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name.
Father God, I just thank you for the opportunity to pray for this pastor. And things work in a strange way. I was handed this just a moment ago. And I guess of all the people here, I probably know as much about Kenya as anyone in the room. So, Pastor, I do know about your country. A long time ago, when the Mau Mau threatened your country, it was the Christians, whites and blacks, that fought them down, hunted them down and killed them, which is the only way to destroy a cancer. And the communists and the voodoo princes of the country had done a great deal of damage, but they were destroyed in the 1950s, back when people could act as Christians, men and women, black or white, used to operate. And so I know a lot about your country. I followed it for many years. In the 60s, many of us were praying for your country and for Moise Tshombe in the Congo and other Christian leaders who were sold out by the United Nations and later killed. And people found it strange that white Christian men, combat veterans in Los Angeles, would form and be in a rage over black Africans being killed. But we were, because we're Christians, and there's no black, there's no yellow, there's no red, there's no white. We're all Christians. So, Pastor, I lift you up now. We bind the strong man over Kenya. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We take authority over Kenya, over the strong man, the demonic forces of that country, and we command them to be broken. And as the terrorist would say, bound, chained, and taken to prison. And that's our prayer for you, Pastor. We lift you up. We ask the Lord to give you personal strength, of physical strength, financial strength, and everything. And know that there are people on the other side of the world who know your history, know your country, and love justice and freedom under Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, Father, we sit here and we lift up this 15-year-old boy of Tobern and Grace, who is in total rebellion, who is selfish, and needs some physical correction. But, Father God, I do know this, that you cannot beat a demon out of a person, and it has to be done spiritually. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind up every single evil spirit that is operating on this boy, that is manipulating his emotions and his selfish desires and everything that is putting him in total rebellion to his parents and to the Word of God, that these demons shall be deaf, dumb, blind, and unable to do anything. Father God, we will lift them up today and tomorrow and the next day, and that these demons will just simply be confounded. And Father God, help us to persevere in praying for this family now, that we wouldn't forget them or give up on them. That we know, Father God, that you have acted right now, and you have moved your holy angels to do this. And so, Father, now we also ask that you would give this boy the gift of repentance, that he would see that what he is doing is totally counterproductive to his well-being. And so, Father, we just ask for a gift of repentance for him, that he'd be able to come to his mom and dad and to change his course. It is a hard thing when you have a child to rebel against you like that. So, Father, we have put this petition here on your altar. We've prayed. We have faith. We believe that you're working. And so now we stand by and we are waiting to see the results. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I lift up our sister, Shireen Strasener, who has suffered injury to her lungs by breathing in hot black smoke from the wood stove. And Father God, we know that could have seared her lungs because of the heat. And the black smoke is very deadly too, and cuts your oxygen supply. Father God, all of these things are causing her pain and misery, and we need to have her healed, Lord. So we come to you who are the healer. And Father, you sent your word, and your word was Jesus to heal our diseases. And by his stripes we are healed. And all of your word speaks of healing. And when Jesus was on earth, all he did, healing, 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 restoring, saving people, Lord, and helping them. And Father God, Shireen loves you, as you know, and we ask you, Lord, to heal those lungs supernaturally, to just take care of it, to take away the pain, to make her lungs just as new as they were once, with no pain and no injury. And we thank you for it, Lord God, as she continues to serve you and praise your name. And we all praise your name for what you are going to do for her right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for Thomas Burns, Lord. And we lift up his company right now, the Thomas Plastering. And we pray for many blessings to come upon this company. We pray for new accounts all over this California, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And you are the Jehovah Jireh, you are the provider. You said you are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we trust in you, O Lord, that you will meet every need. We pray, O Lord, that it will be room, O Lord, to hire Romero, plus others as well. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we can lift up, O Lord, Thomas Plasterin at the altar. And thank you, Heavenly Father, for many blessings. Thank you, Lord, that this company will be not just a business, but it will be a ministry as well. And no one that will be part of that company will remain unsaved, but everyone will receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we want to thank you for many blessings, Lord. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Heavenly Father, I come against the demonic force of the destroyer. And you foul spirit, you know who I'm talking to. And I'm sick and tired of you. And I command right now that you shall be bound, chained, blinded, deaf and dumb, until we are able to cast you out. And I'm going to be praying for day and night that the day will come when we're going to take you and wring your neck and cast you into prison. Have you commanded all the underlings that you have shall be unable to do any more destruction? And my Heavenly Father, I ask you right now that you will move upon the people involved. That, Father God, the fear of God will fall upon them. Let the fear of God fall upon these people and bring them to their knees and repentance and seeking you, Lord, and not giving any more place to the devil. Thank you, Father, that this prayer has been answered. We thank you right now, Lord, that every prayer that will be spoken here today and on the altar in heaven, and they shall be answered in due time. And we are not going to faint, and we're going to reap as we are not fainting. And we thank and we praise you for that now, in Jesus' name. And those who are great said, amen and amen. You may be seated. We'll have the outline set out this time.